Ladies and gentlemen, you are now entering the Decent Christian Talk podcast. Enjoy.
Decent Christian Talk, episode number 70. Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Gabe Jones. This is a show that's by the fans and for the fans. Just like all of you, I am a fan of some great Christian music, and we've got a great show for you today from Face Down Records. We've got a great band for you on the show today. They're named Deathbreaker. They're a good up-and-coming band, and we're excited to have them on the show today. Face Down Records is one of our favorite labels right now. I'll talk to you a little bit about that later on. Before we head into that part of the podcast, we have some thank yous and some things to talk about. Our last two episodes have been some of the two most listened to episodes that we've ever done here at the Decent Christian Talk podcast. We had number 68 with Eddie DeGarmo and number 69 with Michael Sweet of Striper. So for those of you that are brand new, thank you so much for checking us out. For those of you that are sticking around, thank you so much. We are humbled by the response that we've gotten. We've had thousands and thousands of new listeners over the last couple of weeks, and we can't thank you enough for joining us. The biggest reason that I bring that up is not long after we posted the interview with Michael Sweet from Striper, the guitar player Oz Fox, who's been with Striper for so long, had a seizure on stage. This wasn't during a performance of Striper. This was a kind of a side project that he does. It was in Las Vegas, to my knowledge, and he had a seizure on stage and has been in and out of the hospital ever since. There has been some good reports since then. I think as of this weekend, that the wife of Oz Fox had set up a GoFundMe account to kind of help out with his medical expenses, and they have far surpassed the goal for raising money for him as of now. But I just wanted to send that along for those of you that didn't know that our brother Oz Fox is in recovery. Things are looking better than they did preliminarily. And we just ask that you keep him in your prayers. If you want us to keep updated with that, you can check out Striper's page on Facebook. They've been doing some updates on there. It was some pretty troubling news when I got that not long after we released that Striper episode. And I think a lot of the popularity of that episode was because of the Oz Fox unfortunate incident. But we are happy to hear that he is doing better, and we just pray that he continues on the road to recovery, and eventually, hopefully, one day, we'll be able to rejoin Striper on the road. I don't know what that outlook on that is right now, to be honest with you, but first and foremost, we just pray that his health would be regained and would be stronger than ever. Oz Fox, we are praying for you, buddy. That brings us to our episode today. Like I said, it is with Deathbreaker from Face Down Records. Face Down Records for us has been one of our favorite new labels. I say new, but they've been around a little bit of time. We've actually had a lot of the bands on the Face Down Records roster on our show over the last few years. We had Comrades, I think, in the spring of this past year. Their latest release is called Lone Gray, and that was released on October the 7th in 2016, so we should probably be hearing from them pretty soon, hopefully, because I absolutely love Comrades. We had Dens on pretty recently, a couple months ago, not long after they signed with Face Down Records. They're a new signee, and they released an EP, in June 29th, 2018, called No Small Tempest. They are one of my favorite bands to listen to right now. A couple of their singles have already been added to radio stations across the country. I know Dead Rise, which is on that song, which is on that EP, was number one on Radio U for a good while, and it's still charting with them. A brand new band to Face Down Records named Weathered just released a record last weekend called Stranger Here. It's a fantastic album. You definitely want to go check that out. All of these bands are just really hard-hitting, and if you really like some good heavy metal music, some hard rock, you definitely want to check these bands out. But that brings us to our interview today. It is with Deathbreaker. Their latest release is called Disconnect. It was released last year on May 12th. That's, of course, in 2017. It's an absolutely amazing record. Listening to them on the album and listening to them live, we kind of talk about this in the interview. It kind of brings me back to some of that raw music in the 90s, late 90s, early 2000s. POD's Fundamental Elements of Southtown comes to mind, some early Blind Side, kind of in that vein. When I saw them live, I was like, man, these guys definitely remind me of that. And that's not a bad thing, because I love that sound. Actually, the interview is done with my brother Josiah. They did it not long ago at the Creation Festival. They got out of the hot weather into the air conditioning trailer and chatted for a few minutes, and we are going to head into that interview right now. Without further ado, here is our interview with Deathbreaker.
All right, hit that horn, babe. Let's dance.
So I'm with Deathbreaker, a lot of beards and long hair. I actually ran into someone yesterday, so what does Deathbreaker play? I'm like, oh, it's mostly gospel and, you know, like, no, Deathbreaker, they're pretty good. So
contemporary Christian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys enjoying the festival?
Yeah, certainly. It's been great.
I saw where you just recently released an album, Disconnect, which was May 12, 2017. I'm trying to read my brother's handwriting. So talk a little bit about that album.
Yeah, it's an album that we released on Face Down Records. We went ahead and signed with them within a short amount of time, had the album out ready to go. So it's been a great opportunity for where this album has taken us and the people we've been able to meet through it and all that good stuff. So it's been good.
I know Face Down is a very good place for metal in general. I know someone we recently interviewed, Dens, has been. So how's it been with Face Down for you guys?
It's been awesome. It's been great. We're a little reluctant to sign with labels in general. However, Face Down Records was one that we were certainly had not heard anything negative about from the bands that had been on the label. So we had a lot of credibility with them. So when we did have conversations with them and they wanted to sign us, we were very excited to work with them.
Nice.
Yeah.
I see. Also, you guys are from the Left Coast out in Washington. What's the music like, the music scene out there?
I'll let you feel that one.
That's interesting. I mean, like, the East Coast people that we meet talk a lot about how it's very, like, strict and, like people are very into, like, specifically hardcore, specifically metalcore and those kinds of things. And I think the West just doesn't really get a lot of bands that want to tour all the way out to Washington. So we kind of just take what we can get and just, we'll just be psyched to see whatever heavy bands will come out, you know?
Have you guys been to the East Coast a lot, or just I know traveling can sometimes be difficult?
This is our second tour out to the East Coast this year.
Okay.
So we've been out, and then after this we'll do another West Coast run. So for the year that this album's been out, we've been able to make it out here twice.
That's very good. And have you been playing a lot of festivals? Has that been good for you guys?
Yeah, we've hit as many festivals as we can. I think we've probably hit 4 or 5 this summer. And then after this one, we've got Audio Feed, and then after that, we've got Joshua Fest. So a couple more festivals before we finish out the summer.
So what is your guys' background in music? I was watching you yesterday, and my brother was there, and he kept saying, this is fundamental elements of the Southtown POD just turned all the way up to 111. So this is so, he was really impressed. And did you guys listen to POD, or what were you guys listening to growing up?
Well, I think everyone listened to POD.
It's true.
But definitely, POD for that era was very, I'm going to say, raw. It wasn't overproduced. And so we share a similarity in that regard, that we like a very raw sound, something that's not very mechanical or overproduced, that has a very live feel. So that's also why we went to the producer that we went to for doing the album that we released, Disconnect. He has a very live feel, very raw feel, but it's also very good and professional. So that inspires some of the earlier music is associated with that feel. And therefore, yes, we do attribute some of that to that early 2000s, genres. Yeah.
Yeah. We as a band pull influence from bands such as like Botch, Dillinger Escape Plan, Norma Jean, and Matt Bayless, who was our producer, had worked with those bands before, and that's why we chose him, because it's that very older, just raw,
heavy
sound, and that's what we were going for, and I think Matt just nailed it on this album.
Have you guys got to tour with some of those people, like Norma Jean, that's still around? Do you have anything coming up in the future?
So the stuff that we can talk about that's coming up for the future, we're able to just play with friends. Like, we just got another tour with Comrades. There's some label mates.
They're very good.
Yeah, great friends of ours. So we're really stoked that like those opportunities come up. We have played with Norma Jean several times. We haven't toured with them, but we have like played shows when they've come through town, and we've made a lot of relationships with them, and just many bands of that, you know, that caliber. So, but up to this point, yeah, it's mostly just been DIY tours with friends that are kind of at the same level of band. And then the future holds some big stuff too. So,
how can people stay in touch with you?
The best thing you can do is follow all of our social medias. Stream us for sure on Spotify. That would definitely be definitely beneficial for someone that wants to listen to the music. That's probably like the best avenue. If you want to come out to a show, we can sell albums and whatnot. But just follow us on our social medias, and that's going to be the best way to stay in touch with what Deathbreaker's got going on.
All right. Thank you guys very much for your time.
All right, that was our interview with Deathbreaker. I really like to thank them so much for their time. I'm sure that they didn't mind a whole lot getting into the air conditioning on the hot summer Pennsylvania days. I did kind of want to give you an update. I know that was not too long ago, but they just did post this weekend on their Facebook page, and it says, this was posted over the weekend. I think it would have been August 18th that they would have posted this. It says, "We as a band are moving forward with new and exciting things we hope to soon announce, but while we are working hard in our future, we want to take a second to look back on our album, Disconnect, recorded with Matt Bales in Seattle." And it shows a picture of Elijah from Deathbreaker recording some bass tracks. It kind of asks the fans about what are your favorite songs off Disconnect. It goes on to say that we love Disconnect and are immensely proud of it. Hard work and brutal honesty created that album. So that's kind of an update from the band, kind of looking back on the release of their record Disconnect that we kind of talked about earlier on in the podcast that was released last year in May. But as the post indicates, they're looking forward. They're going to begin working on a new project pretty soon, and that's just going to be a great, I'd anticipate another great release on the Face Down Records roster. And I'm definitely looking forward to that, to hearing more from this band. We're so excited to hear from these bands that they're just so good. The energy that they bring, it kind of takes you back to some of that music, like I said, at the late 90s, the early 2000s, the kind of stripped down, raw, kind of, I don't want to say grunge, but kind of like a garage band kind of feel. It's just, it's a great, great sound, and you definitely want to check these guys out if they are in your area. And again, if you want to check that out, you can find them on Facebook. Deathbreaker is their name. If you just search that in Facebook, you'll find their page, and they will they do a pretty good job of updating their page with the with their tour dates, and you definitely want to check that out if they're in your area, as well as in any other Facedown Records bands, Dens, Comrades, Weathered. There's so many great bands on this label, and you definitely want to check them out if they're in your area. Yeah, that kind of ends that part of our podcast. We have a huge announcement, and it's kind of on the tails of our last two shows that were so successful. We found out early on last week that we have been added to the Spotify family. What does that mean? That means that our podcast can be found and listened to on Spotify. All you have to do is search Decent Christian Talk Podcast on Spotify, and you can listen to our show and even subscribe to us on there. So if that's easier for you to listen to our show, that's great. That's just another fun way that you can connect with us. We are so happy to hear about that news. That's just a I think that's going to open the door to so many more listeners. To our knowledge, there's not a whole lot of Christian music podcasts on Spotify. I think it's us and one other show that Chris Chicago does with Rapzilla.com, and he does a great show if you haven't heard that. But as far as I know, I think we're the only other one that's on Spotify. So that's a huge deal. Spotify is a little bit picky about the podcasts that they put on there. They're definitely selective in that nature, but we are blessed and honored that they chose us to be on Spotify. And hey, if that's more convenient for you to listen to our show, that's awesome. I know that we've got a lot of Android users that listen to our show, and that would definitely be easier for you to probably check us out on there if you haven't already. Again, we are on Spotify. We're so happy about that. Just search on their Decent Christian Talk podcast, and you can subscribe to us through Spotify. We're still on iTunes. We're still on the Google Play Store for Android users. You can subscribe to us through those ways, too. If that's easier for you to listen to, you can just continue to stick through that. And if you do listen to us through those avenues, we would definitely love if you gave us a nice review. And also give us subscribe to us on there as well. That definitely helps us out. We're also on SoundCloud and YouTube for those of you that listen to us on there. We've also been posting our interview portions of the show on our Facebook page, Decent Christian Talk, and the Decent Christian Talk podcast discussion group. We've had some fun. Discussions on there. We, of course, have our DecentChristianTalk.com website that we post every single episode on there. If you leave your email address on that website, there's a place where you can subscribe to us on there, and you'll get an email every single time we update the show. And, of course, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/decentchristiantalk. For as low as $1 a month, you can give us a you can support us, basically. You can join our team and keep this show on the air. We will greatly appreciate it. Hey, guys, you know, the reason why we're on Spotify is because of you. It's because of the way that you guys have listened to us over the years. It's because of the way that you've shared these podcasts on your social media with some friends. And to be honest with you, that is our favorite thing, our favorite way that you guys can share this podcast is through word of mouth. Just tell people that you think that would like this. Some previous episodes, if you think they'd like to hear some of the DeGarmo and Key and Striper specials that we've done, definitely recommend those to them. We definitely would love to have more listeners. The Spotify deal definitely helps us out. And we don't do this for popularity or recognition like I posted on our Facebook discussion page. We're not in this to be insiders or popular. We do this because we're fans And this is a passion that we have. We believe in music. We believe that as a great vehicle to reach others for Christ and honestly to build community. And that's something that we believe in. And that's something that, and that's the reason why we're going to continue to do this for as long as we possibly can. And with your support on Patreon.com, we could continue to do that a lot easier. Hey guys, thanks for checking us out. We will catch you next time. Peace.
Don't forget to tip your waiters and waitresses. Thanks.